Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The center fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vince Barton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Brickell. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Buzz Arlett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Les Malin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Watt. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Frank Watt. And now, play ball. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Watt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sheriff Blake now pitching. Vince Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton hits a pop-up towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball four. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Buzz Arlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy strikes out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0 for 1 in the game. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vince Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. Barton strikes out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Malin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buzz Arlette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arlette is 0 for 1 in the game. Arlette hits a fly ball into right field. Barton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root bunts towards first. Hurst fields it and throws to third for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell scores. Blair moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hurst. The throw from Hartnett and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hurst scores. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mallon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Vince Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 2 in the game. Barton hits a pop-up towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mallon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake strikes out. One out. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0 for 2 in the game. Brickell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hartnett strikes out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 2 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Buzz Arlette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arlette is 0 for 2 in the game. Arlette hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy strikes out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hurst takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Koster now playing right field. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. English strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vince Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 3 in the game. Barton takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to second. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kyler moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mallon hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 2 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0 for 3 in the game. Brickell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 3 in the game. Root hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 4 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Koster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCurdy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. English bunts towards third. Whitney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kyler bunts towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. English moves to second. One out. Vince Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Barton takes first base on ball 4. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. English moves to third. Barton moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. English scores. Barton scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Grimm scores. Hartnett moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Clyde Dudley now pitching. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dudley. Hartnett moves to third. Bell moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 4 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartnett scores. Bell moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 5 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. the Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 0-for-3 in the game. Malin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitney moves to second. Clyze Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dudley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitney scores. Malin moves to second. It's 7-3, Cubs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Malin moves to third. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.